Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the second morning in a row, the MBTA is posting delays across all lines this morning. Yet to be seen, but the T does say it expects service to be better than yesterday when commuters faced long waits and packed platforms and train cars. It was a nightmare. The system, over 100 years old, with cars nearing the half-century mark, is showing its age under the brutal conditions this winter. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, T officials say the system's troubles underscore a dire need for reinvestment.
The delays got so bad in the morning that Beverly Scott, the general manager of the MBTA, took the unprecedented step of urging customers to seek alternate transportation.
Quite candidly, if you don't have to wind up using the service, that probably is a plus. Okay, I'm just going to be candid. I've never said that in my life, but I don't want to wind up misleading anyone.
That is the head of a public transportation agency telling people not to take public transportation. The issue, Scott says, is that the T is facing a massive backlog in maintenance on a more than 100-year-old system. Some Red Line cars are nearly 50 years old. Much of the Orange Line's fleet dates to the 1980s. Both fleets are due for at least partial replacement starting in about 4 years. But new cars alone won't solve the problem, says Christina Egan with Transportation for Massachusetts, an advocacy group. She says the T also needs expensive track and signal repairs.
Just our power and signalization system needs about $300 million, but we only have about $25 million programmed over the next 5 years. That's about 8%.
General Manager Scott says the T needs about $5 billion to be able to handle future storms like the past two. But she stresses the past week, the snowiest in Boston's history, is an outlier.
Just the historic weather conditions and the fact that there's not been a break. You know, you get through 2 days and then here you wind up with another dump, and then the 2 days that you had plummeted down to, you know, 10, 12, 2 below zero with the wind chill factor, and it's just been really brutal.
There are also criticisms about how the T spends its money, including its pension system. A state law allows T employees to retire at 55 or after 25 years of service. Rick Domino is the president of the nonprofit A Better City and co-chaired a transportation transition team for Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. He says he understands why some are wary of using more public money for the T.
Part of the problem is related to the perception that maybe we could do better in terms of spending the money more effectively and efficiently. And so they're a little anxious about putting more money into a system that's broken.
Domino cites that perception as a big reason why voters rejected a state law that would have tied the gas tax to inflation at the ballot last fall. And he says public agencies can always be more efficient.
But as someone that's looked at the numbers for a long time, we're not going to be able to reform in efficiency and effectiveness our way out of the system. The transportation system just simply needs more money.
Another issue facing the T is its high debt burden. The agency has more than $5 billion in outstanding debt, much of which related to the Big Dig. This fiscal year, nearly a quarter of the T's budget will just go to servicing that debt. These long-standing issues are surfacing as the T faces an especially busy day today with the New England Patriots Super Bowl parade in Boston. Mayor Marty Walsh has told visitors to take the T since there will not be enough parking with 40-plus inches of snow on the ground. General Manager Scott says she expects about a 25% improvement in service today from yesterday, but she says that is still well below normal operations. She says a long-term fix will be very expensive. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.